USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle now appear to favor a compromise long-term government funding bill. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the $1.7 trillion measure will help primarily with national defense and foreign affairs.
Admittedly, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve, through this omnibus spending bill, essentially all of our priorities.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the omnibus measure will give troops a raise and defend democracy at home and abroad. The more than 4,000-page bill will require a vote before Friday to avert a government shutdown. Democrats leading the House Ways and Means Committee, approving the release of former President Trump's tax returns to the House of Representatives. The move will clear the way for the materials to be made public, although there's still no word on when that will be. Personal info will be redacted from those documents. A major snowstorm and Arctic freeze set to hit parts of the Midwest this week as millions of Americans prepare for holiday travel. AAA reports over 112 million people are expected to travel more than 50 miles from home during the period from Friday through January 2nd. Airlines now issuing travel waivers.
I got a text from Flying American, and they sent me a text or give me $300 to change my flight.
The winter weather conditions will start tomorrow and will strengthen throughout the week. Two people have died as the result of a large earthquake that shook portions of Northern California early today. Thousands of people in Humboldt County, California, still without power. In New York City,
two individuals who went to find out right away was there some type of crime involved.
Mayor Eric Adams learned there was no crime uncovered after two deaths were reported on a Manhattan subway that he also happened to be on. This is USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Elon Musk is announcing he'll resign as CEO of Twitter. On Tuesday, Musk tweeted that he will step down when he finds someone, quote, foolish enough to take over. He said once he steps down as CEO, he will continue to run the software and server teams. Wells Fargo is agreeing to pay $3.7 billion to settle federal financial violations.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the bank's illegal conduct caused financial harm to customers and led to the loss of homes and vehicles. The CFPB ordered Wells Fargo to refund more than $2 billion to affected customers and pay a $1.7 billion civil penalty. For its part, Wells Fargo said the settlement provides clarity and a path forward on termination of the 2018 CFPB consent order. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
With less people looking for jobs, wage expectations are at a record high. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows the lowest wage Americans are willing to accept for a new job jumped to more than $76,600 in November. That's the highest reading ever, and it's an increase of nearly $800 from July. The New York Fed releases the data every 4 months as part of its survey of consumer expectations. Sunday's thrilling World Cup final is setting viewership records for Fox. Nearly 17 million people watched as Leo Messi and Argentina defeated France to win the tournament. That beat out the 1994 finals total of 14.5 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.